This is nice. We all try.
Very nice.
It is. You notice how I lowered my voice. We all try to find ways to relax. We're stressed, all of us. How can we relax? You ever think about floating? Ah, be nice. Joining us from Float 60 is the owner, Gloria Morris. You have three locations, River North, Northwest Indiana, and the South Loop. How are you?
I am great at this prime hour.
It's
feeling
good.
Energetic.
Let me tell you something about WGN at night. We have a clear AM signal, so people are listening to you in 42 states, I want to say. We get a guy that calls us from Kansas City every night right before 1 o'clock.
Wow.
On his way home. So
excellent.
People can hear you everywhere. So when they come to Chicago, we're going to send them to Float 60. How's
fantastic.
That?
Fantastic. Well, there's float centers all over the country, but not Float 60s. But I still encourage people to find one in their hometown.
What is this?
It's a great question. So I, too, had no idea what it was. About 4 years ago, I tried this mysterious thing for the first time, and essentially, it's just a relaxation technique.
Okay.
And, you know, unlike floating in a pool or, you know, in a lake where you actually have to think about floating, this is a body of water that's so dense with salt that you just effortlessly float. You don't need to know how to swim. You don't need to try. Your body is weightless and you're just floating on top of the water.
So you get in, what is it, a tub, a type of tub, when you go to Float 60?
So at Float 60, we have three different types. We have a cabin style for those that think they're claustrophobic, because we hear that all the time.
Really?
We hear that all the time. But people see the cabins. They're very spacious. They're like a personal pool. It's about a foot of water. It's not that deep at all.
Okay.
It's about 200 gallons of water, and it's heated to about 93 degrees, which is
sounds
the same
wonderful.
As your
Yeah,
it's like the external skin temperature. Look at you. You look relaxed already.
Hold on. Let me get the music back on. Guys, we're all trying to relax and bring it down.
That's right. Okay. Let me lower my voice a little bit. I get excited, so my voice goes up. But essentially, there's over 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt in the water. So it's not regular salt.
Okay.
Epsom salt is magnesium.
Right.
And so it's a natural muscle relaxer. So if you're tense, if you have aches and pains, you just kind of feel chill when you're done.
Let me get the music up here. It's nice. So Michael did this.
Yes,
this week.
Michael.
Michael, you went and did Float 60 so we could talk about it on the air.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about your experience.
I had a great experience. I, like most people, was very skeptical about what I'd experienced. I thought I was going to get claustrophobic, start freaking out, splashing around, going crazy and breaking through the glass. But I ended up being very, very comfy. And, you know, when you're in there, it's an interesting experience. You walk in, all the staff was very, very nice. I think I had Terry and Gibson, great, great employees.
You're hiring good people, Gloria.
Very
That's
good
nice.
People. My people are amazing.
Mm-hmm. And they put me at ease. You know, they walk you through what you have to expect. And then you just kind of go, and you're alone with your thoughts for an hour, which was by far the scariest part.
I was going to say, that scares
sweating
me.
Sweating right now.
Yes, I am. That scares me because my mind just races. So paint a picture for me. So you walk in this room and there's this tub filled with a ton of salt, Epsom salt.
Yes.
So you lay in the tub on your back and you just float because of all the Epsom salt.
Yeah, so a lot of people, you know, I hear
And your head floats too? I'd be worried about
Everything
my head
floats.
Falling backwards.
Yes,
and
well, you know, it is a little bit kind of back with what you would expect. You
okay.
would, it, sometimes you can wear like a headrest, but you don't need to.
Right.
Your head floats.
Just to get used to it. Okay.
Yes, but people don't expect that they'll completely effortlessly float. It's not the same as being at home. People always say, oh, I could just do this at home in my bathtub. No, you can't. You soak in your bathtub. You float with us, right? You'd need to use a lot of salt. So, like I said, it's over 1,000 pounds of salt in each tank.
1,000 pounds of salt.
That's right. I didn't believe it either the first time that I tried it.
Okay.
And you have to have that much salt to have the right specific gravity to float a human being. So it's very scientific. We have, you know, a whole process to measure the salt content every single day. We add water, we add salt. And it has to be a perfect temperature. The air temperature has to be mid-90s as well.
Okay.
So it's a very controlled environment. It literally is a science project.
So is there music playing, Michael, or is there dim lights? What?
Yeah, so it is dim lights. There wasn't music playing. That's the whole thing. When I went into it, it's just silence. So they give you little earplugs you can pop in your ears and make sure you're nice and comfy and closed off that way. But then they have a dimmer and kind of like, I guess, a rotating bit of lights in there, but you can either do that or you can do completely dark, which I decided to do. But it's very comforting. Think of it more so like, I don't know, like a quiet rave. Because the lights you can use. But it's very relaxing, and it's surprising how well you do effortlessly float with the salt. Because I kept thinking, I'm going to roll over, and I'm going to fall asleep, and then I will drown. And this is not going to be good for anybody. But yeah, luckily that didn't happen.
The water just cushions you, right?
It does.
You just feel...
And it's not like hot water. You're not sitting in a jacuzzi.
Right.
It kind of just goes right with your body. And I think the temperature of the air in there is just a single degree higher than the water. So it feels like you're just kind of floating around in space almost.
Do you fall asleep?
I fell asleep, yeah.
Most people fall asleep, yeah.
You're so relaxed, you just pass out. Is there an alarm to wake you up, or are you in there for a few hours?
We just come and rap on the door. No.
Michael, let's go! You've been in there 3 hours!
We have had some situations where people have fallen asleep really deeply, and we did have to come and knock on the door, but the tank itself will light up inside when it's over. There is a little bit of an audio signal to get you out.
But got it.
Yeah, it's,
okay,
like I said, very controlled, and you know, we walk you through everything. There's a shower in every room, so when you come in, you shower before, you shower after, because you're full of salt.
Yeah, you look like you're like a French fry afterwards.
Do you really?
Yeah, you're just toasty.
Wow.
But yeah, you feel so good. And the salt makes your body, it like feel like open. Like when I left the float studio, this was the best part. I left it feeling so clean because you take that great shower. It's a nice like cooler, you know, from the ceiling shower. And once you get done, I went home and I had the best nap of my life. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, I love a good nap.
That's what we were going for, Michael. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
I was like having vivid dreams. I was like watching a movie. I felt so good. I could have slept. I think I slept for 3 hours. It felt like 15.
I can't sleep anymore.
So
I don't know what happened to me.
So,
shoot.
Pete, listen. The reason why I went all in on this business,
yes,
is because I, like you, have racing thoughts all the time. I'm a very busy-minded person. I hadn't slept that hard in my entire life. It changed my life.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. And that's the magnesium. It's literally relaxing you to the point where you just sleep on a different level. It's amazing. And you will sleep a couple of days a little bit sounder.
Well, we're going to look for stressed out people because you're going to give them floats.
Yes, we're going to give some floats
away. We're going to give these
free.
I love
giving stuff away.
So what is this that we're giving away right now?
So each of those is a 1 hour float. So Float 60, the name comes from floating for 60 minutes. So
right,
each of those is 1 hour and they can use it at any of our three locations. Yeah, it's like taking a vacation for an hour. You need it.
I do need it. Where's my music? There it is, right there. 312-981-7200. Who is stressed out? Who wants to do a Float 60? Three locations, 303 West Erie in Chicago. There's another one in Schererville, Indiana, at 322 Indianapolis Boulevard, and another one downtown at 1143 South State Street, which is in the South Loop. That's brand new.
That's our brand new one, yeah. That's our flagship location. We've also got a dry flotation tank there if you're not brave enough.
What do you
to
mean
try
dry float? How do you dry float?
So there's this really amazing device from Italy. It's called the Zero Body. It has to be cool because it's from Italy. I'm
right.
Italian, so
of course I can
that.
Tell.
Yes, can you tell? So this thing is kind of like a waterbed.
Okay.
You will. It's got this platform so you can go in with your clothes.
Right.
It's not a private room. It's actually in our calm room.
Okay.
You lay on this platform and then the platform drops from underneath you. So you're just kind of laying on this membrane and you're feeling the sensation of floating. Now, it's not the same because you're not getting the magnesium benefits. You're not getting wet.
Right, right.
But it's just such a cool, relaxing experience. You really have to try it. It's hard to kind of grasp,
yep,
right, you know, a verbal description. But you can listen to meditation music. You can, you know, have different lights on. So it's a very cool thing that we have at the South Loop.
Well, let me take a break and we'll give these away. 312-981-7200. Who's stressed out? Gloria Morris is here from Float 60. We'll give you a 60-minute float. We'll give those away coming up next on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. Joining us from Float 60 is Gloria Morris. We're going to give away these floats in a second. It's just 60 minutes of bliss.
This music's funny.
It's nice. It is nice.
We don't play the spa music much. We really don't.
I love it, though.
It's
can I bring my
nice,
own music and put on headphones? Can I do that if I want
you
to?
You can, but we do encourage you not to.
Why is that?
We just really want you to have no external stimuli.
Okay.
Because something different happens in your brain.
Really?
When that happens. Yeah. You're constantly processing, especially a guy like you. You're constantly dealing with things coming at you.
I feel like everybody is nowadays.
They
you have
are.
Kids.
Yeah.
You have grandkids. I mean,
yeah.
Just everything.
Yes.
And you've got the phone in your hand that you're always
That's
checking.
Right. That's right.
It's
and
nonstop.
I'm guilty. I'm like the worst. So, yeah, it's definitely something that we just encourage you just to try to be by
right.
yourself. For
I originally heard about you. We have a mutual friend, Kevin Kickles, who a lot of people know in this city.
Big Red.
We call him the senator. And
he's definitely the senator.
He's been in 1,000 times. He yeah. swears by it. He's yeah. an athlete.
Yes.
Works out. How does this help your body if you're an athlete?
So, again, going back to the magnesium, it's a natural muscle relaxer. So when you have stress on your tendons, your joints, your muscles, it helps recover them faster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeremy Roenick has been there a bunch of times.
JR, very grateful. Shout
JR
out to JR,
loves
too.
It, man. But, he loves
yeah.
it.
But going back to Kevin Kickles, I mean, he is really the guy that helped me launch because he knows so many people. I'm so grateful for him. Thank you, Kevin.
Look at you
Big
being
Red.
Grateful
yes.
tonight. All right, let's find out why people are stressed. Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're on with Gloria Morris from Float 60. Why are you stressed?
I'm always stressed, aren't you?
Is there something going on right now and you just need to relax in general?
Oh, just need to relax. There's just life happening, kids, family.
Yeah. We all have that. Can you sleep at night?
Pretty much.
Oh, good for you. I'm glad we have
pretty
one person
much.
That sleeps. Well, Chris, hold on. Where are you in Indiana?
Highland, Indiana.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
He's my neighbor.
Sherrillville, yeah. Indiana is the location we're going to send you to. Hold on, Chris, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, let's go to Gene in Oswego. Gene, why are you stressed?
Pretty much the job. I'm in logistics, and it can be pretty stressful sometimes.
The thing is, you can't turn off your job anymore, can you?
No, you can't, especially, you know, logistics, because stuff is moving all the time. And, you know, you get calls at 12 o'clock at night or midnight, and,
right.
you know, it's kind of crazy.
Is it trucking? Is it trains? What is it?
Mainly trucking.
Okay. That's nonstop. I got a buddy that works in that business, and you're right. It just never ends. It keeps going, even on the weekends.
Yeah, and even when it goes good, it doesn't go good.
That's so
can't
true.
Control broken trucks, and, you know, it's just is what it is. But,
all right, man.
I could use some relaxing.
Okay. Well, hold on a second. We're going to set you up with the Float 60. Okay. I mean, people are just stressed in general.
For sure. And it's not going to get any better. So in just managing the stimuli, like I said, it's just an overload.
How long does it take you once you're in the room and laying on the salts and trying to float? How long does it take you to get used to it and relax? I guess I should ask Michael this when he's done talking to the callers, but how long in general?
So the first time we hear often that it takes 10, 15, even 20 minutes. And
okay.
that's why 60 minutes is just the minimum, you know, on the West Coast. People float for 90 minutes normally.
Okay.
You know, here in Chicago, that's a stretch. But yeah, it takes 20 minutes of acclimation. And then the second time you do it, it's much shorter. Third time you do it, you're kind of a pro. You fall into that state of relaxation
right
much
away.
Easier. Yeah. So that's why we do encourage people to try it at least three times before they judge it.
Okay.
Because the first time you do it, it's just kind of a novelty.
I'm a three-time person on anything.
You
it
have
takes
to.
three times to get
yeah.
used to anything at
for
all.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Michael, how long did it take you to get used to it?
It took me the first half an hour. I was like, "What do? I keep bouncing off the walls because you're kind of floating around like a little donut." But after the first half an hour, when I was like, "All right, just if you're going to enjoy it, just put yourself fully into it, relax." And by that second half an hour, I was feeling it. I was feeling good.
Nice. Okay, let's go to Bill in Montgomery. Bill, are you stressed?
Yes, I am now, but I won't be after that or when I retire in 38 days.
Oh, 38 days you're going to retire. Wow. What have you done for a living? What do you do?
For 41 and a half years, I've been working on a railroad train engineer.
Wow. Working on the railroad. That's you could stressful. Sing that song as you walk out.
All the live long day.
Yeah, I love it. Bill, hold on, buddy. We'll set you up with the float. Okay. And let's go to, I love this name. Layla, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Layla, you ready to float?
I so am.
I mean, just hearing Gloria talk about it, I mean, you just lay there. When was the last time you laid around for 1 hour and just relaxed your body?
Probably 4 years ago before I had twins.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, yeah.
That is rough stuff. So you have twin four-year-olds?
Twin four-year-old boys.
Wow, that is rough stuff.
Yes.
God bless you, Layla. Hold on. We're going to send you over to the float. Okay. Which line? Do I have one more? Hold on. Okay. We're going to get one more person on the line.
He's busy in
Give
there.
Away the float.
Yeah, I love
What
this.
City did you go to when you first experienced this and you brought it back to Chicago?
Great question. So there was a float center here in Chicago for 34 years.
What?
Yeah. This has been around a long time. However, now it's much more modernized, right? So the first place I went to was a place called Spacetime Tanks. And so anybody from Chicago that tried it in the past, usually it was there. So I tried it there, and I wasn't 100% comfortable. Again, it's something that's so strange and new.
Right, yeah.
But after I tried it, I immediately thought, oh, my gosh, I want to get one of these in my home.
Okay.
Which, by the way, for anybody listening, don't ever put one in your home. It's like having an ocean inside your building, right?
That's not
so
good.
It is hard.
It is. Yeah. All right, we have about 30 seconds. Warren, you're our last one. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You're going to be de-stressed, courtesy of Gloria Morris at Float 60, okay?
I appreciate it, Gloria. Thank you so
much. You're welcome. Can't wait to meet you.
Look at how happy Warren is right now. That's fantastic. What's your website where people can check it out?
www.float60, all spelled out, FLOATSIXTY.com.
It's so great to meet you. We've talked
you
on the phone
too,
and texted
yes.
each other
Thank
for
years. Thank you so
years.
Much for having me. I
this
really appreciate it.
Continued success. Float 60. SIXTY. All right, news is next at 720 WGN.